full of old guys. I had the pleasure and the luxury of watching them work. My first training officer was Officer Greg Campbell, now retired. He taught me so much in my first 6 weeks on the street in the police department that to this day, I evaluate my own performance by the standard that I think he would evaluate me by. So if I think it passes Greg Campbell's muster, then I think I've done the right thing the right way.
It feels more dangerous, is it?
It's different. I don't know that it's more dangerous. It's different.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. On behalf of the American people, welcome home. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. That tweet from President Trump this morning after greeting three Korean Americans freed from prison in North Korea when they landed at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
It was a very important thing to all of us to be able to get these three great people out. And I must tell you, I want to pay my warmest respects to the parents of Otto Warmbier, who is a great young man who really suffered.
Otto Warmbier died soon after being sent home from North Korea with brain damage last year. At least one Democrat, Joe Manchin, says he will vote to confirm Gina Haspel as CIA director. A prominent Republican, though, says she should not get the job.
John McCain, who's suffering from cancer and won't be able to vote, issued a statement saying Haspel failed to address concerns about her involvement in the post-9/11 rendition and interrogation program at her confirmation hearing. The former prisoner of war said he believes Haspel is a patriot who loves our country, but that her refusal to acknowledge torture's immorality is disturbing, adding, I believe the Senate should exercise its duty of advice and consent and reject this nomination.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Volcano National Park in Hawaii is shutting down over warnings the Kilauea volcano could erupt more explosively. Flowing lava has destroyed at least 26 homes with hundreds of people like John Olson forced out of the area.
It's a beautiful place and beautiful people. So it's been a good run.
In Orange County, Florida, a body's been found in a pond where a 15-year-old boy was seen flailing his arms, yelling, "It bit me," before going underwater and not coming back up. A sheriff's spokesman says it hasn't been confirmed whether this was a drowning or an alligator attack, but alligators are known to live in that pond. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
A federal agent shot in the face in Chicago last Friday is out of the hospital. An accused gang member, Ernie Godinez, was arrested Monday night. The shooting happened during a middle-of-the-night operation to plant a tracking device on a vehicle. Sentencing starts today for a young man who helped stab his parents and three of his siblings to death.
The jury in Tulsa, Oklahoma, took about 5 hours to agree. 19-year-old Michael Bever is guilty of five murders and one attempted murder. All family members. Nearly 3 years ago, he and his older brother Robert viciously stabbed to death their parents and three younger siblings in their Broken Arrow home. District Attorney Steve Kunzweiler says Michael originally admitted his part in the killings.
Michael, out of his own mouth, said that he deliberately distracted his sister by showing her a laptop in order for his brother to come up from behind and cut her throat.
Robert Bever is already serving life without parole. Michael, who was 16 at the time of the murders, could get the same or possibly life with a chance of parole. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
The singer Chris Brown's being sued by a woman claiming she was raped at his house.
Gloria Allred filed a sexual assault lawsuit against Chris Brown.
While she was at Brown's house, the plaintiff became the victim of horrific sexual assault.
The suit filed under Jane Doe alleges Brown and his friend Lowell Grissom Jr. invited Doe to attend an after party after the concert. Doe's phone was confiscated and the woman saw Brown hand out drugs. She refused, but it continued.
Plaintiff observed him carrying one gun in his waistband.
When Doe's mother didn't hear from her, she had her phone tracked. Police arrived at Brown's, but he wouldn't let them in. Doe claims she and the other female guests were imprisoned in one of Brown's bedrooms and forced to engage in sexual acts.
Fox's Michelle Polino in Los Angeles. NBA playoffs. Boston beats Philadelphia 114-112 in Game 5 to advance to the Eastern Conference semifinals. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 21 years in prison is the sentence for a Champaign woman who admitted she shot her cousin in a car in North Urbana. 27-year-old Janisha Gray pleaded guilty to aggravated battery with a firearm. An Arkansas truck driver has been charged with DUI in connection to a five-vehicle crash on Tuesday afternoon on I-57. 41-year-old Jess Plunkett of Arkansas was driving a semi-trailer north on I-57 when he rear-ended three vehicles and the trailer of another truck. He admitted to smoking cannabis and snorting crushed pills in Memphis prior to the crash. He was charged with two counts of driving under the influence. A year of probation is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted to stealing from a home in Northwest Champaign. 19-year-old Tavante Ross pleaded guilty to felony theft. He admitted he stole several items from a home in the 1300 block of Paula Drive. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie J. Sunshine with a high 83 expected. 58 our low tonight with a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Nothing as intense as last night around 8 o'clock, though.
Ooh, it was popping, man.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a flash flooding. We had flooding going on for about a half.
And County, the Monticello area.
Ooh, I bet that's wet, huh?
They had some damage.
I saw it come through Monticello.
Right.
There's red, and then apparently there's like a pinkish inside the red, and the pink is even harsher.
Right, like hail that
yeah.
I was getting.
Oh.
I mean, it was the size of a marble.
Dang.
High 87 expected tomorrow, down to around 67 Friday night. The chance of rain on Saturday is at 40%. We hope the timing is okay for those visitors in town with U of I graduation. High 81, low 61. And Sunday for Mother's Day looks pretty good at this point. Partly sunny with a high 84. Right now, we're at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
Dean Hall is a Cubs fan.
Okay.
How are you?
Fine. How are you today?
He's with Thrivent. Thrivent is what?
Thrivent is a faith-based financial organization. We believe in putting our faith and finances together to provide good for our communities in many, many different ways.
Dane, you've been with Thrivent for quite a while.
I've been with Thrivent for 13 years now.
And you, I mean, I've chatted with you over the years. Thrivent's got it going on. I like a lot of what you're doing, man. I mean, and not only that, taking care of money, but it's just the whole philosophy of your company. It's really, really good. So you're doing a free deal Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, for, what is it, special needs?
Yes, we're doing a special needs trust workshop. The presenters will be from the attorney law firm of Dodd & Matuka. Kyle Emkus will be our presenter that night. He's been around Champaign for many, many years. Worked with Robert Dodd when he was around to do estate planning. And one of the areas that they concentrate on is special needs trust and guardianships. So they will be presenting some legal information that every family that has someone, a family member that has special needs should attend, or if they have not done their legal work.
Why is that important to set up?
Well, it helps provide for family members that may be getting estate aid and making sure that those benefits are protected, also protecting the family from losing a significant amount of finances because they did not plan properly for the needs.
All right, so if you or you know somebody with special needs kids, it's important to at least get the information and then, you know, decide whether you need to do something about it. But all the answers are going to be there Tuesday night at 6 at the I Hotel.
Correct. We've done this for several years now. Kyle does a wonderful job. We do a question and answers afterwards.
It's just so helpful because there are a lot of, I mean, if you fall over and you die, what happens? I mean, people don't like talking about that.
but it's kind of going to happen somewhere, sometime, right?
Well, we all do it, unfortunately.
I know.
But, yeah, it's best to have your plan in place.
Yeah.
As we tell anyone that we're working with, whether they have special needs or not, the plan in place really protects your family.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have family members with special needs, it's even more important. Whether they're children or adults, I know we have several families that have adult family members that are needing extra help, and so we make sure we plan for them too.
I've gone to a few seminars with the CU Autism Network, and they talk about this sort of thing. Really, you got to be ready by age 18, because I think the laws change in Illinois for if something were to happen to the parents.
Yeah, at 18, you become an adult,
right,
in the state of the in the eyes of the state. So your rules all change, and that's why guardianships are important when your child is turning 18, if that's necessary. The Social Security changes, Medicare changes,
right.
all those things, you need to plan for that ahead
mm-hmm.
of time.
Mm-hmm.
Dean, you're a good man. How long have you been a Cub fan?
Only since I was 2 years old.
Okay.
And he's 42, so yeah, 40 years.
40 years.
Closer to 50 years. But, you know, I've been blessed. I'm in a mixed marriage, and my wife is a Cardinal fan.
Okay.
So we have a lot of fun in October.
Very good. Fun stuff. Dean Hull, H-U-L-L, Thrivent. How do people find you, get hold of you?
Our phone number, if you would like to register for the workshop, is 217-819-4646.
819-4646.
Correct.
Call to say, I'm coming, iHotel. Got a little itty-bitty little square cheesecake-y's thingies?
Yeah, we're going
okay,
with it.
I mean,
we're going
no,
to...
No, no. And we can't do that because we're sugar busters.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
but
I forgot.
You know, for over the, if you want a bite of it, it's okay.
Well, we told them to take the calories out.
Yeah,
so
that's good, Dean.
But, yeah, we'll have some desserts there, tea, water, coffee.
All right, iHotel, 6 o'clock, Tuesday, May 15, Dean Hull. You said Kyle
Emkes.
Emkes, and they're going to explain special needs trusts and answer all your questions. Great seeing you.
That's great to see
you're
you.
Good man.
And
819-4646.
Just so people know, we will be touching on the ABLE Act information that State of Illinois now provides.
Okay.
Awesome to know. Okay,
yep.
Good. 819-4646. The illusion is coming to State Farm Center. I caught up with the inventor, and here's how the whole thing went on the air and off the air.
Could not be better.
Where are you?
Gosh, we're in Hart. Where are we? We're not in Hartford yet. We're in someplace undisclosed in Connecticut.
Listen.
Because I can't remember where we are.
I do that all the time, man. I ask people that are on the road, I said, quick, where are you? They have no idea because all the hotels look the same. It's crazy. Well, are you ready to roll here?
I am.
Kevin James, the inventor, the illusionist, live from Broadway, the world's best-selling touring magic show. Coming to State Farm Center, it'll be on May 15. We're giving away tickets May 9, 10, 11 here on the show. You're related to P.T. Barnum? Say what?
Yeah, you know, it's by marriage. My father's mother told me from a very early age that we were related to him, and I didn't even know who he was.
Wow.
And then before she passed, she told me exactly how we were related, and it's not by blood, but by marriage, so I'm still on the tree. I'll take it.
Unbelievable. The show, I watched you guys a little on YouTube, and it is unbelievable. I mean, it's just David who?
That's a fun show.
David who? No, I don't understand. I really don't. It's amazing what you guys are doing up there. I mean, does anything,
well, we're having a blast.
Does anything, you can tell that, but does it get anything get old? I mean, it's on the road, it's night after night, but it looks like every night is fresh. I mean, you guys are fired up every time.
Well, I'll tell you what keeps it fresh is the people from the audience, because we use a lot of audience participation, and we never know how they're going to react or what they're going to say or do, so it totally keeps us in the moment and on our toes.
Yeah. It's fun to be stable and set, though. I mean, when you have a gig and it lasts a little while, isn't that a little refreshing?
Oh, yeah, sure. We go out 9 months at a time.
Man, it's a bunch.
So, yeah.
All right, you loved this stuff when you were young, correct? What inspired Kevin James?
You know, I saw a magician in my elementary school, and that totally got me interested. But then when Doug Henning burst onto the scene and on national TV, that kind of sealed the deal. I knew right then that that's pretty much all I do the rest of my life.
The show is fast. Do you really have to focus, or can you do this in a routine way?
No, not at all. It's very high-paced. We have really good production value. We've got even the more intimate moments in the show, you know, we've got high-def cameras and really good projection screens. So even in the back row, you can see all the little small stuff as well. So, but it's a very high-paced, well-produced show.
But you get tired. You have to be tired. And after the show, there's got to be like a two-hour letdown, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes a while to go to sleep.
Yeah. What about who creates stuff? I mean, when do you, who comes up with stuff, says, why don't we try X, Y, Z?
You know, everybody is kind of a specialty. Well, they're specialists in whatever, you know, everybody has a different style, a different point of view. And the great part is that we're all kind of the experts of our specialty. So I invent all my own magic, and so that's why I created the moniker of the inventor. When the show was first put together, the producer came to us and said, think of yourself as a magic superhero. What would your superpower be? And so I chose the inventor because I invent all my own stuff.
So awesome. Do you wake
We've got the trickster and the daredevil. And
you wake up with stuff, Kevin? Do you write stuff down in the middle of the night? Do you dream about stuff?
Oh, you bet.
Yeah. And do you come up with good stuff when you sleep? When you dream?
I do. In fact, I have kind of a weird thing with that. Sometimes I'll dream that another magician is performing some trick, but it's a brand new trick. I just dreamt it. But then I feel a little guilty about doing it because I saw another magician do it.
That's weird, but that's strange. I mean, you invented it in your dream, but you saw another guy do it. That's funny. That's cool. Do you ever wonder?
So do I have permission to do it?
Yeah, right. Do you ever worry that I'll run out of ideas?
Oh, no. No, I find inspiration everywhere.
That's so fun. You guys like each other. You have to do this show all the time. So 9 months of the year on the road, does that ever become a Branson thing, or do you always go on the road?
You know, we've been all over the place. I mean, I've been to 94 countries so far.
What?
But we're on on this North American tour and totally enjoying that. I think next year I'll end up on the European tour. But,
wow.
So each year we find, you know, there are slight changes in the cast.
Yeah, okay. So why should people come and see you at State Farm Center May 15?
Because it's the best magic show ever.
I'm telling you, I don't. This has got it going on. It's fast. It's pumping with the music. It's really a good show. You guys are looking like you are fun every night. But listen, congratulations on your success, Kevin. It's exciting. And I hope you have a long run with this, but keep up the great work and keep dreaming new inventions.
Thanks so much, and thanks for helping us by giving out some tickets.
You
That's
bet.
Awesome.
We'll do that. People are really texting early to get in on that. But, Kevin, good luck to you, and thanks for your time. I don't know, do you say break a leg in a magic show?
Yeah, why not?
Break a leg, buddy, and we'll see you May 15 here in town. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
I got it, Kevin. Thank you. You're the best. Appreciate
awesome.
It. And listen, have a wonderful tour. Thank you for joining me, and I can't wait to play it. And, yeah, we're getting a lot of interest to win tickets. I tell people, if you don't know who these guys are, you're going to leave going, man, I wish so-and-so would have seen that. That's how these shows
exactly
are.
Exactly right.
You got it. Listen, good luck to you. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it.
You bet, Kevin. See you. Here it is, beginning and end, Kevin James. And now your chance to win.
We're already getting some M.E.s in
now. Text me. The 100th text gets 4 seats to the show for free. M.E. just because it's easy.
Yes. 359-22.
Mechanical engineering. Maybe that's whatever. M.E. and 359-2255, 359-2255. Sports. Cardinals play tonight in San Diego, 9:10 first pitch, 8:15 on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Cubs win again.
That's right. Day off today, gearing up a series against the White Sox. White Sox lost again yesterday.
Who I think they'll sweep. But, rivalry, they might have
It's fun.
Might sweet sneak one in there.
Exactly.
Otherwise, the Cubby schedule is very favorable. Let's see. Women's softball got that Big Ten.
Maryland today, 1:30.
Yep. Good luck.
And Boston moves on.
Yeah, they beat Philly.
Yeah.
And Boston Celtics have advanced. Okay, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good with a high 83. 60 our low tonight. 20% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Friday's high at 87, down to 67. 40% chance of showers, depending on when is the factor on Saturday. Could be early, could be late afternoon.
They got the big deal at Memorial Stadium at 9:30.
I see.
So I don't know about that.
Hope it's early, like 6 a.m. early, and then...
What do they do?
I don't know.
They've got the plan. Somebody's got the plan, but...
High 81 Saturday, 61 our low tonight, or Saturday night, and then Sunday's high at 84.
Let's hope it holds off somehow.
65 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll be right back. Let's go to the text line. 100th text gets four free ones, 359-2255. Text in ME.
The Illusionist on May 15th at State Farm Center.
820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, consumer prices rose slightly in April, up 0.2%, not as strong as expected. Excluding food and energy, the increase was 0.1%. The number of new unemployment claims did not change last week. The number, 211,000, is fewer than expected, near a 49-year low. Wells Fargo admits fee refunds from a Chattanooga Fire and Police pension fund were kept by the bank. The Wall Street Journal says the pension fund questioned representatives of the bank for 9 months, trying to find out what it was doing with the rebates. The bank finally owed up to the problem late last month. The pension fund says the bank kept $47,000 that should have been returned. Wells Fargo says the fees amounted to $15,000, which it has returned. The Dow was up 182 yesterday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-566-7906 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-566-7906 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer, or pizza and beer with all the games on the big screen? Nope. That's why Raptors Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos, with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a five-beer flight of the always-rotating craft beers on tap. Raptors, the place to be after a hard day of play this summer. Raptors Draft and Dough, 1906 West Bradley Avenue, Champaign. Follow them on Facebook.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Spring is here, and soon we'll be planting flowers and seeds. So you plant seeds on both sides of your driveway, on the right and on the left, hoping to make it beautiful. What do the seeds do? Do the seeds you planted on the one side say, hey, I don't like where I am. I'm not going to sprout or bloom because I really want it to be on the other side of the driveway. Ridiculous, right? The seeds bloom where they are planted. Yet we humans frequently complain where we find ourselves in life. We wish we were somewhere else, and we spend time complaining and having regrets instead of embracing the moment and blooming where we're planted. It happened to me. And my situation vastly improved when I decided to embrace my circumstances, work to the best of my abilities, take ownership, and have pride in my work. Bloom where you are planted was one of the best bits of advice I received, and I'm sharing it with you. I hope you embrace it and seize your moment today. I'm Habib Habib, and this Motivational Minute was brought to you by A&R Mechanical.
Okay, so we were looking for text number 100 for tickets to the Illusionist. It looks like... David Eckert, you win, bud.
Woohoo, yeah.
How about that, man? You got four seats to a show. You're going to walk out going, how'd they do that?
That's what I like. I used to watch David Copperfield back in the day, so that's what I want to do again.
I mean, I don't understand how they saw that guy in half. I've seen it on YouTube. and then they put him on a tray, and he's still working with his hands, and there's nothing underneath the dang tray because they put their hand under it.
Smoke and mirrors, Stevie J.
I don't think there's mirrors there, and I'd also no smoke.
Did you ever see David Copperfield, David?
Not in person. I was trying to get tickets when I was in Vegas once, but I couldn't quite get them.
I'm telling you.
At one point, he did a tour.
I've seen him here.
At the Assembly Hall. Right. And in the 90s, he dated Claudia Schiffer, the supermodel.
Oh, boy.
Remember that?
Wow.
And he had a nickname for her since she was so smart. Schiffer Brains. Sorry. I just had to get that
Thank
in
you
there.
Very much. Okay, so... the show Tuesday will, I'm sure, impress. I can't wait. If you think about it, give us a call next week. Tell me what you thought. I think it's going to be fabulous. Tell me how the seats were, all that stuff. Yeah. David, enjoy, my friend. Thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you. Listen to you guys every day.
Appreciate that, David. Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
That warms my heart. I didn't find out if he was Cubs or Cardinals, but... good stuff from David and Rantoul.
What difference does it make? You
I don't
discriminating
know.
Against
I just,
him?
I,
or?
Just, I mean, we just had Dean Holland from Private. He was all about the Cubs.
Yeah, I went to Midway yesterday, picked up my mom and Benjamin.
How
and
was that?
Wearing my red Cardinal jacket.
Oh.
I didn't think about it till I was standing there at the elevator going, because I people walk by in their Cubs stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going, I don't know if I should wear this here after the weekend. It was kind of a,
How is the traffic in Chicago?
It is certainly there. It's kind of, to get to Midway, you go up Cicero, or I tried going a little further up. It's six of one, half dozen of another. You got to go through neighborhoods, whatever you do. Cicero is usually very busy, lots of lights. It's just the last 8 miles are slow.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get to Midway in, 2 hours. And if you go early, it's really easy. But generally speaking, it's merge left. Merge right, stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight.
Uh-huh.
What do you got? You just, it's Chicago.
And the tollways were okay.
I have the speed iPass.
Oh.
That is so nice, so you don't slow down.
Yeah, then you don't have to navigate.
All you do is you set that up. I have that set up in three vehicles.
Okay.
And then we can take it on and off each car.
I see.
You only have one gizmo, and then they have a credit card, and every time it gets under $20, they put 20 more on it.
Huh.
And so I never have to. And that saves you time. If you can blow through all the tolls.
Yeah.
And I want to know what the bottom line number is. And now in the tollway, there's a good number, maybe more than not. They don't man them anymore.
I know that.
And then you have to note what you missed and what mile marker, and good luck finding that.
What a pain.
So if you go to Chicago at all, I would recommend the iPass. It takes a little setting up, but it's pretty easy.
Right. And it's what, $10?
It's not much.
Okay.
It's totally worth the hassle and the time saved where you don't have to slow down and find change or dollars and some of the tolls,
Mm-hmm.
Depending on where you are in Chicago, they're hefty to find a $5 bill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got the Keller Williams info?
Yes, it's Red Day. Renew, energize, and donate. And I was reviewing the plan with Renee Pride, who's kind of coordinating this event with the 150 different agents with Keller Williams Realty. All over the nation, they shut down today to do this community service, and they decided to keep it local, local, local. I know before when we've been their media partner that I've given blood, and they've been doing things at the blood bank, and they hand out these red T-shirts, but this year it's all about these projects to people in need. We took the nominations at ESPNCU.com. We have a single mother, Maureen, and she was taking care of her sick mother, and all these stories are just riveting. It's time for Maureen to get some, TLC herself. She's been taking care of so many other people. So her home on Daniel and Champagne is one they're going to work on. Exterior power washing today, landscaping, painting, and a garage clean out. Doesn't that sound awesome?
Awesome.
And then Nancy Booker is in her 90s, and she also had some elderly parents, and then she now herself is elderly and hasn't been able to take care of, like, the windows and cleaning up the property.
Well, she's 90?
Yeah.
What do you mean elderly parents?
Her story goes.
Okay.
And then again, things just get neglected because you're worried about the people, not the property.
All right.
And essentially the same for Ed and Clara Thorpe. They have a great day coming ahead with Keller Williams Realty. They had some surgeries and some complications, so they weren't able to help clean up and organize the garage. So they are definitely getting some help today from Keller Williams Realty. and that's on Alton Drive in Champaign.
Awesome. Thank you to all of the people that are working to help people today. It's amazing how many stories out there. And just know that your story, there's somebody in worse shape no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that's the thing about life is you walk around and go, man, I can't believe all this.
Right.
And then you hear about something else, you go, oh, okay, I guess I'm okay.
I feel better.
Yeah. Well, you just there's just people that there are challenges in life darn near every day. Some aren't very big, and sometimes they are pretty big. And it's just a matter of trying to hang in there, and it's not easy because it can be frustrating. So congratulations to Keller Williams for all the good that they're doing today.
And by the way, Stevie J, that's why people like listening to us a lot, is hearing the positive vibes. Whenever I'm out and about, they just appreciate that happiness that you share
with
others.
And it doesn't mean that every day is totally happy. It's just the way I look at stuff is much more doable if you believe it's half full versus half empty.
Exactly.
And it's just, I don't like going there. I don't like living there. I don't, and even if it's not very good and there's stuff that happens isn't very good, I don't like doing it. So I just kind of go the other way, even though he's not being realistic. I don't care. I really don't.
This is my world,
I love my little barriers around me.
ESPNCU.com if you ever want to hear the show back, by the way.
All right. Yeah, we do podcasts, so you can download anything we say again if it's any good. Okay, I've got to talk about Donald J. Trump. I want to give you my assessment.
Sounds
in just
good.
A moment. 8:30 ESPN 93.5.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The White House cheering the release by North Korea of three American detainees who arrived overnight at Joint Base Andrews. Next up, trying to clear the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons.
We will see if we can do something that people did not think was going to happen for many, many years.
President Trump says he thinks the North Korean leader wants to reach an agreement at their upcoming summit.
They're still working out some minor details, but what we can tell you, Singapore would certainly present a very unique backdrop. It's a unique geographical location, and certainly the president and all the leaders in the region would have reason to know that that would be the place that perhaps history could be made.
Fox's Kevin Cork. And the FCC says open internet rules will cease on June 11th. The revised rules were a win for internet service providers like AT&T, but opposed by firms like Facebook. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A year of probation is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted to stealing from a home in Northwest Champaign. 19-year-old Tavante Ross pleaded guilty to felony theft. He admitted he stole several items from a home in the 1300 block of Paula Drive. If you carry EpiPens, you might have a harder time getting a hold of those. The FDA has added the EpiPen and EpiPen Junior auto-injectors and generic versions of those products to its drug shortage list. The products are still currently available. The FDA expects the shortage to be short-term. A Southern Illinois man is dead after falling 60 feet at a waterfall at a state park. 22-year-old Charles Gill of Pittsburgh, Illinois, died Sunday after falling at Ferncliff State Park. He apparently lost his footing. A Department of Natural Resources spokesman urged hikers to stay on designated trails and wear suitable clothing and shoes to prevent accidents. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunshine with a high 83, 59 our low tonight. Chance of showers overnight at 20%. Partly cloudy as we wrap up the week tomorrow with a high 87, low 67. 82 on Saturday, that's bearable for those in town for graduation. But this 40% chance of thunderstorms, when will that happen?
Yeah.
We've got a low 61 Saturday night. Partly cloudy on Sunday with a high 84. Rain back in the forecast. Sunday night, low 63. Currently, 68. ESPN 93.5.
All right, 8:33. ESPN 93.5. Donald J. Trump and Melania were at the airport, I think 3 in the morning, when the three hostages released from North Korea arrived. And it was just a great moment. And all the websites I've looked at, to their credit, have definitely given that a headline and a picture. Because just because it's Trump, sometimes they just don't.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't get the credit. But this is a great story about three that had no hope that are now free because of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And listen, is the guy perfect? Is he a little bit verbose? Yeah. Is he had probably too many women? Yeah.
Yeah. But to me, that was the past. Let's move on. Let's focus on the future and getting things done.
Listen, there's just a list here that's starting to mount that you just can't deny that is positive. Lowest unemployment ever for African Americans, Hispanics. That's really good. Unemployment rate 3.9. Essentially, we're just hired up. You now have to pay employees more to keep them because you have options. That's great. That's wonderful. Makes employers be better. We can't lose Diane. We've got to make sure we take care of Diane or she'll leave.
That's right.
That's what you want. You want choices. The stock market, not so great last month. It did kind of up and down, but boy, the first year went from 18,000 to 26,000. Kind of hovering that 24 to 26 range. The economy's doing better. There's just a lot of positives going on. Okay, internationally, you got to think North Korea's at least hopeful. I don't trust it either. But Kim Jong-un, Rocket Man, name calling back and forth 6 months ago, and now they're going
to...
Well, he's just risking World War III. Working out so far.
Yeah.
So they're going to meet in Singapore.
And sometimes you need that tough talk to get things going, to say you mean business.
He might be the right guy at the right time for the right job. It just might work out that way. Because while he was not my guy early, he's my guy now because he's my president. And I happen to agree with a whole lot that he's doing. I don't agree with some of the past stuff. I don't, obviously. But from the standpoint of North Korea, you gotta say, you know what? Okay, we'll see what happens. I mean, here's Chuck Schumer comes out and says the president's being played because the hostages are released. Do you think any other time, at any other point, a leader of a party would say something like that? Or would they say, you know what? We're so excited they're coming home. We're so happy for the families.
Yeah.
And then for the president to recognize the family of Otto Warmbier, who came back after being tortured for a year.
Yeah.
But in this happy moment to remember that very sad family.
That's right.
He recognized them and how that young man had been tortured and went through so much pain. But to have the wherewithal to bring that up because the Warmbiers are so sad. They see this, all the hugs, all the happy, and they're crying. So you got to give the president high marks on that. And then Iran. Do you really think you can trust Iran? Do you think that a deal made with a pen without Congress is going to last? We gave them $150 billion in cash on unmarked planes on pallets. Does that sound funny?
Big mistake.
That propelled them. They have a camp in Syria, which was bombed overnight, by the way, by the Israelis. They're expanding their negative influence through Hezbollah. They're spending the money not on their people, but on building up the bad stuff. Only 5 or 10% of that totalitarian leadership. The rest of the Iranians are begging to be free. And remember years ago when there's this massive march in Iran and we couldn't support them? I'm telling you, if they do that again, you'll have this president's support. Maybe it'll fall on its own weight. That's what they always said about Iran. Oh, it'll fall on its own weight. We're still waiting for that. Because if you somehow can become friendly with Iran, and maybe that spreads through the Middle East, my goodness. So there's some historic things going on. The North Korea thing, they've been at war 65 years. North and South met. They're talking about ending the war. What? What's going on? So I'm just saying, you know, all these people that hate Donald Trump, and they, frankly, a lot of them hate America.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know what? God bless America. You can leave if you don't like it.
That's right.
That's the cool thing about it. A lot of countries you can't. Try leaving Venezuela. They're in squalor right now. Try moving around freely in Iran and some of the places, the way they treat women and it's just unbelievable. And so we have all these positives going on. And all I get to hear on some of the MSNBCs of the world is about how Donald Trump and Michael Cohen paid Stormy Daniels money in 2006 to keep her quiet. Or maybe it was 2 years ago before the debate. Whatever it was. Guys, there's some history going on here, and I'm not going to miss it. I'm just not. And the people who don't like Trump just aren't going to like Trump. Whatever, fine. But you got to acknowledge this. Some of this stuff is potentially very exciting. I'm really fired up. I really am. I'm hopeful. I again, there's a lot that could happen.
Well, let's hope some of the news agencies can back what's happening.
They're not going to back it. They'll never back
this
it.
The article from CNN says the accelerating diplomacy means this time there is a prospect that a more permanent opening could be a possibility after 7 decades of hostility.
It just really historic stuff, Berlin Wall kind of stuff. This is big. And 91% of coverage for Donald Trump is negative. That's never happened. 91% has got a tilt toward, I can't stand this guy. He's in your face. I don't deny that. And they don't like that.
Another thing I like is seeing this press conference that happened at 3 a.m. when Trump was welcoming these Americans home from North Korea. It doesn't look like there's a teleprompter. And they're, you know, also interviewing the prisoners, too. It's looking, you know, hopeful.
His words
were great.
It's really, really good. And then when people are talking about, and may I say that the president, a little magnanimous on this, which is a little unusual for him to be a little humble.
Right.
When they said Nobel Prize, he said peace is the prize. What? Who told him? That's really good. That's what I would tell him to say.
Exactly.
It's just because he's an all about me kind of guy a little bit, right? But I'm telling you what's happening is a lot of positives and a lot of hope, a long way to go, and a lot of things like Iran and bombs flying between Israel and Syria makes you nervous, there's no doubt. Where's Russia? Where's China and all this? But I'm telling you, some very difficult situations appear more hopeful today to me. Text in if you'd like, 359-2255. Any thoughts? 359-2255. It's ESPN 93.5 at 841.
Do you have a family member, son or daughter, living with special needs? Hi, I'm Dean Hall with Thrivent Financial. We are sponsoring a special needs workshop presented by the attorneys from Dada Matuga. This is designed to help you plan both legally and financially for your family member. Please join us Tuesday, May 15 from 6 to 7 p.m. at the iHotel Conference Center. Call 217-819-4646 to RSVP. Again, that's 217-819-4646.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbor's Nursery. This is a special week, the week when you thank your mom in your life for all their hard work. And nothing says thank you like beautiful plants and flowers from Country Arbor's Nursery. This week only and until Mother's Day, all annual hanging baskets and geraniums are 10% off. 10% off already great price flowers. Baskets in every color for sun and shade. And if you want to please mom and dad, why not have Country Arbor's Nursery plant a tree for you? You pick the tree, we do the work. For more information about our sale and our planning, you can go to our new redesigned website, countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Colt from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef, brisket, pork loin, turkey breast, and chicken are rubbed with a signature spice blend infused with hickory smoke for juicy, award-winning flavor and served up right here in Central Illinois for over 20 years. Whether you're planning a party or just having some friends over, you can count on Hickory River. Visit HickoryRiver.com for catering, large order delivery, and carryout options, or call the catering experts at the Hickory River nearest you.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us. A gripping reimagination of the events the night before the assassination of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with the Twin City Theater Company and their latest production, The Mountaintop, playing at the Soto Theater in downtown Champaign, May 11th through the 13th and May 17th through the 20th. The Mountaintop focuses on Dr. King's final days and him being forced to confront his destiny and his legacy to his people. It's The Mountaintop with the Twin City Theater Company. It's brought to you by Dr. J. Barry Howe, Lipman, Minuteman Press, and this station. Learn more about the show and buy tickets at TwinCityTheaterCo.com.
This is Eric Quillen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Always love hearing from you via text. 359 or call 359-2255, same number to call or text.
Here's one that says, watch the press briefings almost every day. It is history to see the way liberal media treats Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and truthfully, embarrassing as hell.
They don't, you know, usually the media is fairly challenging at those press briefings, but they don't like Sarah.
Yeah, and the way she was excoriated at the White House Correspondents' Dinner right in front of her. So mean.
And you know, to watch her kind of graciously take it.
Well, but, and essentially...
Until she was appalled.
And allude to the fact that, you know, she's not real pretty is kind of what they alluded to.
Yeah.
With the makeup and stuff. About
lewd and crude.
They were talking about how
raunchy.
She lies every day.
What? Wow. Are you thinking?
I think that's a minority position. I really do. I think it's very few, but...
Well, at least there was some pushback from
the
silly host. It was unbelievable on some of that.
All right, it's 9:45. Jump to our morning sports here.
Alrighty.
Feel free to text in. Love hearing from you, 359-2255.
So St. Louis was off yesterday. They've got a late game tonight and tomorrow, actually, here on ESPN 93.5 as they face San Diego, who sends Jordan Lyles to the mound. And the St. Louis Cardinals have Miles Michaelis.
Yep.
Going to the mound.
As in Mike and Ike's that I used to eat.
Okay.
Are those hot tamales?
Yeah.
Same kind of box. Anyway, yeah, it's Michaelis.
And the Good and Plenty was sort of like that, too.
Yeah, it was pretty good, too. But the tamales are so kind of hot, but boy, I used to, before the sugar.
Do they still have a Charleston bar, too?
I think they have that, too. That? See, I don't do any of that anymore.
Okay.
Because of my high and mighty position of no sugar. And how I look at you in such a judgmental way now.
All right, the Cubs are got Jose Quintana to get the win with their 13-4 victory over Miami. We've got some audio from those games.
Pitch to Chris, swung on, hit in the air, deep left field. It's got a chance, gone. Chris Bryant, Cubs lead 1-0. Rizzo drives one in the air, deep right field. Back is Anderson, it's got a chance, gone. And there he goes, the pitch to Russell. Drilled in the air, left field, back goes Maben. Maben to the wall, home run.
That's kind of a triple-A team, but who cares? I mean, you can say the same thing about the Cardinals in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
They dominated them. Cubs sweep Miami. Yes, they should.
And they have the day off today.
Yep, they got the White Sox, and I think they'll sweep the White Sox unless some sort of a weird rivalry thing happens and the White Sox upset them once.
Right.
Cubs are really, really good at baseball, and no matter what, they're the team to beat.
120 first pitch from Chicago Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on U.S. 105.9. Pittsburgh over the White Sox yesterday, 6-5. Boston wins the series. 114-112 was the final last night over the Philadelphia 76ers, setting up the East Finals that starts Sunday's Boston hosts Cleveland. On Monday, the West Finals have the Rockets from Houston hosting the Golden State Warriors. NHL action with Winnipeg at Nashville tonight. That series will be decided. It's at 3-3 right now. Illinois softball in the Big Ten tournament, a number 6 seed, taking on number 11 seed Maryland at 1:30 this afternoon. 6 student athletes from the team have postseason accolades, nominated for the Dyke Edelman Award out of Illinois, junior Kiana Sherlin, a unanimous first team selection, also with redshirt junior Carly Thomas, and she made the Big Ten all-defensive team, senior Maddie Doan and junior Stephanie Albello with the second team, and Big Ten all-10 freshman rookie Bella Loya, and the Sportsmanship Award to Taylor Edwards. Go Illini in softball. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, 8:47. Yeah, I was talking about the president and all of the stuff that's happening and the way that things are unfolding. And again, nervous times because of some missiles going back and forth between Israel and Syria. Seeing some coverage on that. It looks like early June in Singapore for the leader of North Korea and the president of the United States, the entire world will be watching. And then whether Iran, seeing this, there are people that obviously resist what's going on with their dictatorship, but you got to be very careful about that because they'll just shoot you. But if they rise up again and we're able to have the tens of thousands that were out on the streets, that's a little too big to control. And believe me, you know some of that stuff is being formulated, whether they're able to do it again or they got rid of the leaders of all that, because they just kind of go away and you never hear from them again. It's unbelievable how a whole lot of the other parts of the world live. And here we go. But again, because of power, because of midterms, because of all this, you can't make something look good because it might help Donald Trump and the Republicans, dare say. So we can't have anything good happen because that would hurt the Democrats.
Right.
We'll see. But I'm telling you, there's some positives going on. They're irrefutable. You cannot deny that it's positive. There's good things. And I'm excited for the country. It's good. The good feel better. It's good. It's good news. Well, we can't have good news because we got such a bad president, right? I mean, impeach him.
Yep.
Goodness. All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Okay, sunshine high, 83 expected, 59 our low tonight. A chance of an isolated shower, thunderstorm in our region at 20%. Partly cloudy for tomorrow, though, with a high 87, low 67. Saturday's high at 81, low 61. More clouds on Saturday night and the chance of showers by day at 40%. It says before 1 at this point.
Yeah, and you, 9:30 at the stadium.
I know.
There are a lot of people out at the stadium now.
So, well, it might be plan B.
But just think if you're the planner.
I know.
I mean, you make the call.
Well,
wow.
As part of the Tolono Fun Day Festival Committee, it is hard, hard.
Because you're going to get,
you know, $15,000 worth of fireworks there ready to go, and then you got some lightning coming in. It's like,
it's a tough spot. Okay, this Gina Haspel, who went through the confirmation hearings to be CIA director, she's been doing this 33 years. It looks like it. I hate to say that because she's a woman. You're not supposed to. It looks like the weight of the world is in her face. Like, if anything bad happens, it's her fault. She has been doing that kind of work for 33 years. Can you imagine the weight of that? Well, how'd you miss the signs? You knew they were active. Why didn't you do that? So. And after 9/11, I mean, she was, people put off weddings, put off having families. These people are all in to protect us. And it's a life that they've chosen. But, man, it's a life we ought to appreciate that somebody's in there doing that tough, very difficult work. Gina Haspel, I thought, sounded incredible yesterday at the confirmation hearing. She ought to be the first woman CIA director. She's so qualified. Every former CIA director, Republican and Democrat, have said totally. Joe Manchin, Democrat, West Virginia, said, I don't know how you can be more qualified. So, oh, she helped waterboard.
Well, is that why John McCain is so against her?
I think so. But back then, after 9/11, that was legal. And then after that, the country decided we're going to try and be a little higher on the moral standard and stuff like that. We don't do it, even though waterboarding, which makes you feel like you're drowning, got the information that led to bin Laden.
Well, and John McCain suffered from the hands of Vietnamese for 5.5 years.
Yeah,
so maybe that's why it hits a nerve for
him. Right. Well, he's so sick he's not voting, but he's encouraging others not to vote for her.
Yeah,
so.
With the battling brain cancer.
Okay, let's see. One last thought. I did over at the Busey Economic Seminar. A lot of people had heard we'd started a travel company, Stevie J Travel. Janet and I love traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing Larry Canfor's got an incredible trip through Ireland for 10 days, where you only miss 4 days of work because they've crafted it so beautifully. Included David Syme, my piano playing ace from Juilliard, who travels all over the world. They're going to go to David's living room north of Cork, Ireland, and have a private concert.
This is such a unique trip. Not only that fabulous concert and the treats you get from David's wife.
It's just, you know, cupcakes and pies and stuff. But it's
off the beaten path.
It's just unique.
Yeah.
It's not what you're going to get off the rack. Sometimes travel agencies say, here's this.
Right.
We have Bill Owen.
Go see this cathedral in Dublin. Go see this.
And it's not me. I got Bill Owen helping me, and he's the guy that used to own Franklin Travel. It was a $12 million travel company, and he's now not wanting to own anymore, so he's helping me, and he's booked $200 million in travel, and I got him. And it's so huge. So he crafts these trips. We can do custom trips. It's really fun. So anyway, people were asking me about the travel company, and we're going to Asia. Our family's going to host a cruise to Asia. It's a heck of a trip. It's a long trip. Well, we're going to do 7 ports, 5 countries, but we're stumbling to know perhaps a little history. We're going to South Korea, and maybe that'll be 10 days after the war is officially over between North and South. We're going to Busan, South Korea, and then we're going to go to Singapore, and that's where they're meeting, and I want to go see where they're meeting.
That's cool.
There'll be some history in Singapore when we're there, and so we're kind of, I told the kids, I said, Janet, we're kind of stumbling into history here.
Right.
So that's really exciting. We're looking forward to it. If you want to learn more about what we're doing, it's at Stevie J Travel, StevieJayTravel.com. Okay, Jeremy Warner is next. All the latest on all your stuff when it comes to sports. Somebody mentioned to me yesterday how, you know, Jeremy's just so good. He has information.
Yep.
And he is.
And when they miss it, they podcast.
Yeah, podcast.
ESPNCU.com.
Tens of thousands podcast that every month.
It's awesome.
Specific information.
And they should.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
Diane Ducey, I'm CBJ. Have a wonderful Thursday.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
Mike D'Antoni and the Houston Rockets. Practices are 90 minutes, but don't worry. You probably won't have to deal with some manic rookie picking you up full court. I'll tell that guy to back off, D'Antoni says. I want Chris and James to dominate so they feel good. I don't want anybody putting doubt in their mind. So practices for the Houston Rockets involve the coach telling other players to back off, not to press, not to play heavy defense against Chris Paul and James Harden. Why? Not to preserve them from injury, not for fresh legs, for their psyche. So they know what it feels like to dominate. So they never have any doubt in their mind. So that translates and carries over into games. That is soft. That is baby.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
In my yard, I'm a grill master.
But weeds have invaded this backyard barbecue kingdom. With Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, you can thicken your lawn and kill over 50 pesky weeds guaranteed. Because Scott's Weed Grip technology is twice as effective on dandelions and clover as it used to be. So you can defeat invaders and green up your grass.
It's my secret recipe for a great-looking lawn.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Weed and Feed today.
My wife's going to love these diamond studs.
Fine jewelry is up to 70% off at JCPenney.
Huh. Maybe I should get this mom pendant for my mom.
Do it. Mom jewelry is an extra 15% off. Major brownie points.
This Mother's Day, get fine and fashion jewelry for all the moms in your life at up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with JCPenney credit card and coupon. Shop extended hours this weekend. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon valid 510 to 513. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details and store hours.
The buzz this time of year is nature's coming alive. Your yard is an important part of the special place called home. At Spring Green, it's our favorite time of year. For a limited time, new customers save 20% on Spring Green's full program. Nurture your outdoor space with Spring Green, your local lawn care professionals. They take special care of your lawn and landscape investment for a trouble-free lawn. Because precise and well-timed applications encourage your landscape to grow and prosper. Their guarantee of satisfaction states, if you're not happy, they'll make it right or refund the entire cost of that application. Serving Champaign Urbana and Mattoon Charleston for over 35 years. Call your local Spring Green at 217-359-2111. 217-359-2111. Or on the web at spring-green.com for the convenience of America's neighborhood lawn care team.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Winning can be fun, and we love giving away free stuff, but we want to make sure it's fair for everyone. So here are the rules when competing to win on ESPN 93.5. No purchase necessary. Prize must be collected within 30 days during business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 2702 Boulder in Urbana. ESPN Radio assumes no liability due to circumstances beyond our control, and any prize may be substituted with a prize of equal or greater value. Winners are liable for any taxes, tips, or other miscellaneous charges associated with the prize. All contestants must have a valid ID and social security number. Our judges' decisions are final and reserve the right to end any contest at any time for any reason without notice. In the event that a contestant is found to be ineligible for a prize, said prize will not be awarded. And if you win, we reserve the right to use your likeness or voice on the radio or online, and any winners must wait 30 days to win again. Get a complete list of rules and more information on any contest on ESPN Radio at ESPNCU.com. Those are the rules, and good luck from ESPN 93.5.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of four select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of four Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Imagine all the sleep you cost your mom through the years.